Bitfinex whales. Push BTC longs to 2.5-year high mid-slide. Bitfinex traders kept adding to their long Bitcoin exposure through a 5-day price slide, pushing the exchange's aggregate long positions to their highest reading in roughly 2.5 years. The move flagged by CoinDesk on May 20th lands while Bitcoin trades at $77,518, down 4.4% over the past 7 days as of May 20th, 2026, with broader crypto sentiment sitting at 40 on the Fear and Greed Index, in neutral territory. The signal is unusual because it cuts against the price tape. Long positions on Bitfinex are widely tracked as a proxy for large balance, slower-moving traders. When that cohort adds size into weakness, analysts typically read it as conviction buying rather than reactive chasing. A contrarian footprint in the order book Bitfinex's margin book has long served as a sentiment gauge that often diverges from retail-heavy venues. The most recent build pushes aggregate longs to a level not seen since late 2023, a period that preceded a multi-month rally into the spot ETF approval window. The current build began as Bitcoin slid from the low 80,000s into the mid-70,000s last week. Rather than unwinding into the move, the long stack grew. That pattern of adding into weakness rather than capitulating is the part traders are circulating today. A 2.5-year high in long exposure does not guarantee anything about the next leg. It does establish that a recognizable cohort of large traders is willing to carry more risk now than at almost any point since November 2023. The price backdrop they are buying into the week has been rough across the majors. BTC is down 4.4% on a 7-day basis. ETH is off 7.9% at 2,130. SOL is down 11% at 84.86, and BNB and XRP have shed roughly 6% each. Fear and Greed sits at 40, neutral but tilted lower from the greed prints that defined early May. Macro pressure is part of the story. Treasury yields remain firm, Mideast headlines continue to ripple through risk assets, and equity flows have been choppy. Crypto-specific drivers include the Truth Social Bitcoin ETF filing being withdrawn earlier this week and ongoing Ethereum ETF outflows that JP Morgan flagged as structurally weaker than the Bitcoin ETF complex. Against that backdrop, Bitfinex longs adding rather than trimming is the data point that stands out. It is not the only such signal. On-chain wallet cohorts holding 100-plus BTC have continued to grow through the same window, as detailed in BTC wallets holding 100-plus coins rising to 20,029, and Strategy's 2.01B accumulation of 24,869 BTC closed the prior week as the largest single corporate buy of 2026, reading the divergence. There are two ways to read this kind of leverage dip buying. The constructive read is that long-term holders, market makers, and high-balance traders see current prices as a discount and are willing to fund leverage positions to express that view. Bitfinex longs have a track record of front-running medium-term reversals, though not on every cycle. The cautionary read is the inverse. A heavy long book can become liquidation fuel if price moves another leg lower. Aggregate longs at multi-year highs mean concentrated stop levels exist below current spot. Polymarket traders have already priced 60% odds that Bitcoin breaks $75,000 before bouncing, and prediction markets are typically the first to register that kind of downside skew. Both readings can be true at the same time. The question is whose timing wins. Practical takeaways. For active traders, the Bitfinex long build is one data point in a sentiment picture that has turned cautious. It is not a buy signal on its own. It does say that the cohort with the most balance sheet flexibility is positioned to absorb more drawdown rather than less. For longer horizon holders, the takeaway is more about context than action. Whale positioning has shifted toward accumulation across multiple proxies, on-chain wallets, public company treasuries, and now leveraged longs. Spot remains soft. Both can persist simultaneously for weeks. For anyone holding crypto on cards, the relevance is timing of conversions. Spending unlocks at depressed prices realizes losses on cost basis. Topping up stablecoin-funded card products until volatility settles is one way to avoid that decision under pressure.